Welcome back into Fox on Fox, joined again by Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, earlier this week, Peyton Manning was asked the W question, if you will. That is the window. How much longer is his window to win a championship? Your thoughts, your take on that?
You know, I've always approached this league 1 year at a time, so I don't know really much about windows and whatnot other than, you know, every game you play, every season you're in it, you know, is, you know, you're in it. So what goes on after that, who knows? Don't try to predict that. Just try to think it one game at a time.
You're working for the now, basically. And just real quick to hear what Peyton Manning sort of echoes you here.
I can't speak to the window. I've been being asked about the window for, like, you know, 10 years, it seems like. So,
It's a big window.
Yeah, it has been pretty big. I think our teams play with a sense of urgency all season, to tell you the truth. I think it's how you have to play in the NFL today.
So he certainly agrees with you. And look, it sounds cliche, but it is, I mean, every game is the next game.
Exactly. And, you know, you start looking too far in the rearview mirror, you know, you can run into stuff. You know, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. You better kind of just stay in the now. And, you know, our team's had a great small focus all year. And, you know, that's why we're tied for the best record in football, you know, the regular season. So it just doesn't happen. You know, you have to make it happen, and our guys have.
Still ahead, Coach Fox will be right back to tackle questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul has this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. Denver releasing its playoff injury report, and the bye week was good for the Broncos. The only major question mark remaining is the status of linebacker and leading tackler Brandon Marshall. He's been out with a foot injury since week 16 and is listed as questionable return against the Colts. And after suffering concussions against Oakland, offensive lineman Orlando Franklin and safety David Bruton are both expected to be full speed on Sunday. Once kickoff rolls around, Colts head coach Chuck Pagano will be the enemy. But it wasn't long ago that he shared a sideline with Broncos defensive tackle Marvin Austin. He's the subject of this week's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. As a high schooler, Austin was recruited to play his college ball at North Carolina by Pagano, who was the Tar Heels defensive coordinator at the time. And even today, Austin credits his former coach with making him the player he is today.
So much respect for Coach Pagano. I mean, like, from when I ran my 40 at the combine and I looked up and he was up there, you know what I mean? Like, me and Coach Pagano go way back. I had Coach Pagano in a barbershop in Southeast Washington, D.C., in the hood, when he was coming to recruit me, him and John Blake, you know what I mean? So we go way back.
Love it. That's not Pagano's only Colorado connection. He actually grew up in Boulder, where his father, Sam Pagano, is a legendary coach at Fairview High School. Up next, we're back with Coach Fox as he tackles our rapid-fire fan questions. Hear what he had to say about the fans at Sports Authority Field and why he expects a major home field advantage on Sunday.